I want to talk about CRDs. CRDs, it's an important topic in Kubernetes, and we won't see much of Kubernetes today, but we want to define APIs which are independent from Kubernetes, our own APIs. All right. So before I start, I just want to ask, so who is familiar with Kubernetes, uses it? Or so most of you, great. So everybody, not everybody, but most people know kubectl, the CLI tool I will use here. Who has built anything with the Golang libraries for Kubernetes? ClientGo and friends, yeah, maybe 20%, 30%. That's great, because the audience, or the goal of this talk is to teach you about the Golang interface and see how you can define your APIs. All right, so I said in the, that's my about me slide, so I'm everywhere in Kubernetes around API servers, so you will find my code there, custom resources, and of course follow me on Twitter here at the bottom, there's my handle. It's about APIs. All right, so I said in the agenda I don't expect any knowledge about Golang, knowledge around ClientGo, or even about Kubernetes. So what we want to do here, so I picked one example, Belgium, Brussels, it's about beer, there are many breweries, and so my example of the talk is beer. So we want to build a beer database today. I have some slides, I will turn to the terminal in a few seconds. Most of the things we will see here are in the terminal in Golang, so really hands-on practical. I assume everybody understands what a struct is in Go. So we have a beer struct here. This is a prototype of our API. So this is the main type we want to define. It doesn't have much at the moment. It just has some type meter. Everybody who knows kube manifest, there is a kind in API version. That's just this type meter. Every object in kube has a name, a namespace, labels, annotations, all those things. Those are in object matter. We don't care much about them today. We know they are there because they have to be there. We are more interested into everything which comes here in the middle. So we want to have more fields here and define our own API to represent a beer. On the wire, and if you use kubectl, or even if you look into etcd, etcd is our key value store, so it's our database in Kubernetes, you will see not, of course, a Go struct, you will see JSON. It's about custom resources. They are encoded in JSON, not protobuf. We don't have that. So you will see something like that. If you go into your etcd instance, you will see this piece of JSON. It's not about beer yet, so there's no fields yet, but we will add that in a second. Just to give you an idea what Kubernetes APIs are, don't think about pods and containers and services and everything. Kubernetes basically offers an object database. And you have objects. I have four on this slide, so there are four kinds of beers. And they are namespace. So we have a namespace for Lefebier and one for Duvelbier, and two of them for each brand. And those objects live there, and you can create them, you can delete them, you can look for changes, you can list them, and so on. So everything you expect from a normal REST API you can do here. This is pretty standard REST APIs, everybody knows that. Namespaces are maybe special. The API, of course, consists out of HTTP paths, so here's an HTTP interface. And every API we publish from the API server looks like that. So in the front, we have APIs. Then we have something we call an API group. We have the beer DB because we want to build a beer database here, fosdem.org, just some arbitrary name. We just create the V1 version. We could even version that. We don't do that here today. It's namespaced. So Leffe is one namespace, Duvel another one. And we have the beers inside. So that's what's called a resource. We define this beer resource. A resource is basically what you have as a type in Go. The Go struct, that's our resource in the API later on. And we have a name of one instance, and we have the blonde Leffe here, so this is one instance. And if you call get on the API server, just a simple curl or whatever you want to use, or some Golang code, you get this JSON back. Very simple. What is very special about Kubernetes APIs, they are uniform. Every object has the same kind of interface. So there are seven verbs, logical verbs, if you want. They are mapped onto HTTP verbs internally. But it's what you expect from REST API again. you can get objects which we have here in the example. You can list them. If you just leave out the name here, then it gets a list of all objects of the Lefebvre branch. You can create them, update them, patch them, delete them, and there's one special verb. It's called watch. And watch gives you an event stream of all changes of objects. And that's very important in Kubernetes. You don't pull your objects all the time, but you use this watch interface. So you create a watch, which is an infinite HTTP connection, and you get events. Here, Lefebvre was changed. Here's old one, here's a new one, do whatever you like. And you wait. On this HTTP connection, you don't pull, you get another event, there's a new beer now, because Lefebvre offered another beer. Watches are everywhere in Kubernetes. To tell a Kubernetes cluster about your new type, so we want to define an API group, beerdb, fosdem.org, and inside of it, there should be beers. So the main type is a beer. It's namespaced. Yeah, we want namespaces for the brands. That's a choice. You can also have cluster-wide resources if you like. But here, it makes sense to have a namespace. Version, there's just one version, V1. It's a storage version, so it's a version which you will also see in etcd. It's served, so you can also switch off APIs here if you like, if you have multiple of them. And there's a schema. So I put this nice emoji here because I talked about typed APIs. We want to have types later on. So this one is not typed. It's an object. It preserves everything we throw on it. So if you take any kind of JSON and create an object in Kubernetes, by this definition, Kubernetes will just accept it and store everything we throw on it. It's not really what we want here. But we will fix that in a minute. And just a deeper look on what we do. So when we create this object here, this description, a custom resource definition, the Kubernetes API server will create such a box. So there are many boxes here. There are three of them. And you get a new one. So there's an HTTP handler, this big box with a lot of logic inside. And this serves APIs, BADB, fosdem.org, V1, everything below. So, and there's a beers handler as well below that. Every request which goes in here, it's decoded, so you get JSON, some byte stream of JSON is decoded into a JSON representation of Golang. So Golang has this JSON unmarshal function, and that's what's called here in decoding. There's some logic, we will see some of it. There's admission, so that your request is allowed, basically, it's validated, and then depending on the request you do, get, create, something is done in etcd. So if you create an object, etcd is a key value store, so there are keys, that's what we see here in yellow. So there is one key for our blonde Lefebvre, and this key is just set to the JSON representation. So here is the stream, the bytes which we saw before for this Lefebvre, and that's just stored in etcd. That's what in create does, and it tells us, well, this worked fine, so 200 HTTP, we have a new object. Cool. All right, enough slides. So let's jump into Golang and the terminal. So I have a cluster here. And the project which I created before, and you can look at it. There are not many pods. We don't start pods today, so it's. Is the size okay in the back?
No, it's the projector.
It's okay, or should I change anything? I hope it's okay. All right, so there are some pods. We don't care. Pods are boring today, so we want to create beers. We say, kubectl get beers. Kubectl doesn't know about beers. Not surprising. In kube, you don't have beers usually. We have the project here, which has a couple of folders. One has the manifest for our custom resource definition, CRD. It's what you saw on the slide before. So just a definition. We want beers. Say a namespace, version 1. And let's do that. Kubectl, of course. Manifest CRDs, and that worked fine. And if we say now get beers, it knows about beers, but there is no beer yet. So we are near, so not really finished, but we have something which looks good. I have some examples here. The Lefebvre beers, so just a manifest. It looks like usual manifest in kube. So the namespace for Lefebvre, then the triple one and the blonde one. Let's just create that. This should work because the cluster knows about beers. So I create all of them. And if we say get BS, there are none because I'm in the default namespace. So let's list all namespaces minus big A. And there they are. So we can also show the YAML, not the short version. And there we have basically what we created before. Here is one of them. And there are many fields, of course, which we don't care about today. So those are set by Kubernetes automatically. Here is one which is set by the apply command, for example, creation timestamp, resource version, many things. But basically, this is what we had before in this manifest. All right, so the cluster knows about BM. That's cool. Let's see our test project. So I created a test project here. I have APIs, BRDB, and then I have types. And here you see the beer type. It's still empty. We will fill that in a second.
Can you maybe change the color
theme? How? Maybe here? Here?
Theme instead of darker on top.
Here,
darker,
yeah.
Something light.
Light is good. High contrast, maybe?
Let's try that.
No. Is it better? No.
The other one?
Try the light one. The dialogues are great, but not the code.
Yeah.
All right. So, we have the beer here. Pretty boring. There's nothing inside. I prepared the color already, so I have a type color string, just